Hello, my name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. God bless you today. Today, I want to read out of Joel, the second chapter, the 32nd verse. It says, "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered." Whosoever. I love that. Whosoever. It makes no difference who you are. It makes no difference what kind of lifestyle you've lived or what you've done. Whosoever will call on the name of the Lord, he'll save your soul. He'll deliver you. He'll set you free. And even if you're a Christian today and in trouble, need help, don't let the devil encourage you. God will deliver you. God will help you. God will set you on high. God will send the strength that you need. Today, I've been thinking all morning about a guy that my husband and I met many years ago. We were in a truck stop in Amarillo, Texas, and it was at that time of the year we were there. It was so cold and windy, and there was a guy that was just more or less bumming around the truck stop. He was an alcoholic, and he would work with the truck drivers a couple of days to get him something to drink, and he'd stay drunk for a couple of days and then go back out and get some more work. He was in bad shape, but he was a sweet man. He would come talk to my husband, but he would never come on the inside of the chapel. He said he was in no shape to come in. We tried to get him to come in, but he said, "I can't do it." He said, "I'm an alcoholic, and I know I'm not right. I can't come in." And the morning we left the truck stop, my husband looked for him because he wanted to tell him goodbye. His name was Jim, and he found him sleeping in the trucker's lounge. He was curled up on the floor next to the TV, and my husband reached over top of him and shook him and told him, said, "Jim, I wanted to tell you goodbye, and I want to let you know I'm praying for you." And Jim looked back at my husband and said, "Preacher, thank you, and keep praying for me." He said, "My mom and dad are Christians," and he said, "I know they're praying for me too." And he said, "If you ever get a letter from me from Odessa, Texas," he said, "you know that I'll give my heart to the Lord. I've been listening to what you've been telling me, and if I ever decide to straighten up, I'll let you know. And if I go back to Odessa, Texas, where my parents live," he said, "then you'll know that I'm okay and everything's all right." And we never heard from Jim. Years and years passed by, and never saw him again, never heard from him. Then one day we went to the mail, and there was a postcard in our mailbox, and it was from Odessa, Texas. And when we turned it over, it just said Jim. We knew Jim had made it home. We knew Jim had given his heart to the Lord, and he was safe and sound. You know what? That was, I guess, one of the most encouraging, sweetest letters. And then it was only a postcard with Jim on it that the boy had made it home. I'm talking to a lot of you today. You know what? You just got yourself in such a mess, and you're so far away from home. Or you might be living at home, but you're in such a mess. But let me tell you something. God will forgive you. God will heal you. God will help you get straightened out and to make something of your life and to give you peace. You know, that's something the world is lacking. They have no peace, no real peace. They're searching, trying to have a good time, trying to do this. But the real peace, the real joy, and the real life is in Jesus Christ. And if you miss that, you've missed it all. I tell you what, when we received that postcard from Jim, all we could do was rejoice and weep with tears of joy, knowing that Jim had made it home. Today, how about you? Will you give your heart to the Lord? Will you take time right now to ask Jesus to come into your heart and forgive you of your sins and ask him to be the Lord of your life? And you know what? When you do that, he'll give you grace and help to live right and to do that which is right. And he'll teach you his word, and he'll lead you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. God is good, and God is faithful. Today, I want to thank you for listening in to the broadcast, and I pray that you've been blessed of the Lord, and I pray that you'll take this word and apply it to your heart and life. I want to pray with you now. Lord, I thank you for all my listeners. I pray for all the gems that may be out there today that has wandered far from home, that may be away from your will and your way. I pray that you touch them today. I pray you bring them unto salvation. I pray, God, that you just let them know how much you love them. Send them an encouragement word. Watch over them. Protect them. And thank you, Lord, that you died on the cross to save us of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening. Tune in again next week.